Hello? Are you okay?
Hey.
Wake up.
Mister.
Wake up. There you go. Hi. Oh, wait. No. Don't freak out. It's okay. I mean, yeah, you are tied up, but it's okay. You're with me, so it's fine. Does your head hurt a little? I'm sorry. Not sorry. It just took a lot of hits because you just wouldn't fall asleep. And I didn't want to give you any drugs because then I'd get in trouble. But it's not me that, I don't. It's kind of complicated, really. Oh, no, don't scream. Hey! I said don't scream. Thank you! But I think Sir's gonna get mad if he knows that you're really antsy right now, and I was just supposed to grab you and interrogate you to find out what you did with the money that you owe my sir. So do you have any idea where the money is? What money? The money that you owe him. You know, from the drugs and I think you may have borrowed some money to buy some hookers. But I don't judge. But it was almost, I think, $2,000. Oh, I'm so stupid. $22,000. That's what he said. Yeah. Oh gosh. So you owe us that. So where is it? What do you mean? I'm sorry. You mean you don't have it? What? Well, I'm gonna have to get it. Or something else. Because if I come up empty and Sir comes back and I have nothing to give him, he'll get really, really mad at me. And I don't want that. And I don't really think you want that either. Because you'll probably end up dead. Oh, don't cry. It's not cute. I don't like tears on other people's faces. Not as much as Sir does. But anyways, if you don't have the money, then I guess we're gonna have to wait for Sir to get back, and then he and you can go together to go get the money out of the bank. I can't go because I have to stay here. And I'm not letting you go. Duh, that'd be stupid. So I guess it's just you and me for a little while. My name. My name? You think I'm gonna give you my name? That's funny. But you can call me Baby Girl. Or something like that. You know, I don't really like to use my names with captives and, you know. So you can just call me that or girly or something, you know. Yes, Sir is my boyfriend. It's a little more than that, but yeah, let's just say that. Why do I call him Sir? Oh, we're in this thing, you know, it's like a BDSM thing, you know, so it's pretty cool. You've never been in a BDSM thing before? Have you wanted to? That's what I thought. Yeah, you look like you would want to be in that. Well, by your strong arms and I can kind of see the outline of your in those sweatpants. I was kind of staring at it earlier. But don't tell Sir because he'll get mad. I mean, can I see it? No. Well, you're the tied up one, so I think I'm just going to take a look. Okay. Oh, no, don't struggle. Hey, stop struggling. I just want to see. I'm not going to touch it. Well, I mean, kind of. Okay. Hey, calm down. Hello there. It is pretty big. Don't look at me like that. You know you like it. Well, I can tell because it's getting hard in my hand. Can I kiss it? No. I don't like no. And I mean, we're already here. And it's just gonna be boring. I'm doing it anyway. And stay still. Stay still. Don't make me hit you again. I don't like hitting. Okay, here we go. You like it, don't you? It tastes really nice. I knew you'd come around. But you said no, so I guess I'll put it... You want me to put it where? My mouth? I guess so. Just because you asked so nicely. You know, Sir's cock isn't as big as yours. And you're kind of tastier, too. You're shivering. Does that mean you're cold? You want me to gag on it? I think that's enough. Oh, don't pout. I just think that Sir is here, so I'm just gonna put this back. And when he asks about the money, please be polite. I think you owe that to me and to him for my little treat. Until next time. Hi, sir. Yes, he's right here.